I'm here with artist Susan Dory, who is featured in the exhibition Marked in the Kittredge Gallery. This exhibition runs from January 17th to February 26th, 2011. Welcome, Susan. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much. Hello. Good to see you.
Today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about your process. I'm really intrigued by your work, and particularly how it combines a sense of fluidity within this kind of hard-edged geometric tradition, I think. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm curious about what has informed your process and
Right. Well, I think probably the most kind of constant theme that's informed my work has been patterning, mm-hmm. Both patterning that occurs in nature and also human-made patterning, you know, architecture, industrial design, interiors, things that surround us. So that, the kind of the micro of these ideas, as opposed to like the macro in patterning, have been things I've kind of honed in on. And so it's not such a direct translation to the paintings, literally, but these are the ideas that I'm thinking about when I'm painting. And so I suppose the hard edge, more geometric aspect comes from the way I'm applying the paint, I'm doing a lot of masking, drawing, if you would, kind of with tape, masking off areas, and so I think that you know, definitely gives it this crispness. But then there's this kind of fluid and softness to this mark making because of the various layers that I use to build the paintings. So I think it's that kind of combination of the painting layer, which is kind of a hard edge, and then a clear varnish layer, which kind of softens a little bit, especially since there's so many layers, it can kind of make it a little bit less of a kind of glaring. There's a softness to it, mm-hmm. ultimately on the surface. So.
Well, yeah, one thing that I'm struck by in your work is just the incredible nuance in the surface qualities and the rich depth that you're able to achieve with these, you know, pretty flat repeated motifs. Mm-hmm. Could you talk a little bit about that process and that? It's a real sensitivity to surface qualities.
Well, I suppose, I guess, again, it really is to do, has a lot to do with this kind of building of the painting. And because now I've introduced a lot more drawing into the work, I think that this kind of sensitivity you're talking about is in the way that I'm trying to kind of interrelate each layer to the next. So a lot of things will come through from a previous layer, and a lot of things will be covered. And so I think that you really kind of see, you know, on the end and the surface, there is this kind of, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as saying three-dimensional quality, but there are various planes, mm-hmm. somehow. And so I think that it's not an immediate read, but I think if you spend some time looking at the work, that becomes more apparent, how there is this kind of depth, this kind of sensitivity of the layers building that creates this kind of whole surface, yeah. You know, in the end.
Yeah, it's almost like archaeological. I mean, you know, you kind of are, you can peer into the work and see kind of the history of the process, and that's
a really good thought. I mean, that's actually really very dead on. I mean, a lot of the very much so my process, you know, kind of conceptually, the ideas that I bring to the studio, it's very much so about actually being in the moment and the process of painting, and you know, where that takes me. So, you know, I mean, hence all of these layers really are a kind of this, you know, document, you know, mm-hmm. of that process, of this passage of time, in a mm-hmm. way, you know, like you were just referring to.
And decisions. I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Decisions,
yeah, right.
Informing decisions.
Exactly. These, like, you know, abstractions of the, you know, why in the road.
Yeah. Yeah, another just critical element is your use of color. So
right.
Could you talk about what informs your palette in the world?
Yeah, color is actually a really very formative, formal consideration in my work. I've always been very sensitive to color. I think color psychologically is very powerful, whether more subliminally probably for most people as opposed to overtly, but I've always been very sensitive to color, and in particular certain color combinations, and kind of furthermore these combinations will sometimes take me back to a place in time, something that can be, you know, from my childhood or something as recent as just, you know, yesterday. I kind of liken this sensation to an olfactory memory, when you smell something or you there's a scent that kind of takes you back in time to a place in time. I have this with color all the time, and so it's kind of a nostalgic thing in a way, but it's also just this kind of fascinating thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me personally, that I really try to kind of mine in my palette selection and when I'm creating, you know, the work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I love how are these multifaceted relationships to time through in terms of the layering process, the history of the making, and also in terms of memory.
Right, right. I know exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and well, and then like this whole nostalgic thing, also nostalgia, especially that I think that's really come out of the color, my relationship with color and palette has been, you know, furthermore kind of this history of private life, which is a real fascination of mine, just overall, and, you know, a public self versus a private self, and kind of more like the decisions that we make about on a material level, almost like what we surround ourselves with, like in our homes, and our just another kind of design consideration. Some people are so, you know, unconcerned with it, and some people it's like all they're concerned about. It's just fascinating where that takes you, or not, or what level of interest that holds for anyone. I think it's just fascinating.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for everything, Elise.
It's a great, great, great series of words.
Thank you.